very exciting announcement on the show due right now. And to make that announcement is our one and only general manager here, Jacaranda FM, Kev Fine. Kevin, good morning.
And Jimmy Meraki, I must say, that is one of my favorite Black Eyed Peas songs.
Is it?
Jamming along in the traffic.
Mashkinada, eh?
Yeah, very nice. Very nice, guys. Very nice.
Thank you. Our Makulu bus approves.
Good morning, guys. So, an exciting day. Some good news to wake up to. And you'll all be familiar with what the great work that we did with Project Kanya and Project Rhino. And
yeah.
We've done some really amazing stuff the last while as a radio station, and it's all aimed at around developing our country into a better place to be, not just for us, but for broader South Africa. It's about sustainability. It's about being part of the great South African landscape in the most powerful way that we know how. And we're very focused on education. And one of the things that we've felt is just going to be the most exciting thing that we do, and all coming together on Mandela Day, which is how we are inspired, is our brand new project that we're starting with iSchool Africa. So, together with Apple and Call South Africa, what we're doing is launching what we believe will be a great initiative that meets the goals of the National Development Program, and that helps Jacaranda as a radio station, helps you as a listener, and everybody in South Africa to be part of developing education in South Africa. And it's quite simple, actually. Instead of asking everybody for tons of money all the time, and we know there's a lot of donor fatigue, all we're saying is we need some iPads, right? We're going to take 10 iPads and we're going to put those into schools, and they're going to use those iPads to educate kids. But we're also going to facilitate the education of teachers to use the iPads. So we're bringing technology to schools where it's not available. We're going to facilitate the education of teachers, which is our element of sustainability. And we're going to develop several schools in their ability to improve their marks. And then we're going to come back a year later and say, how did we improve on what your marks were the year before? So I think the key behind it really is that Jacaranda FM and iSchool Africa are dedicated to building communities and ensuring that our educational needs are taken care of. And it is something that we believe will make the country a better place. We were discussing, Martin and Toomey, that charity is a wonderful thing, but unfortunately, with charity, we aren't able to show results. We're not able to come back a year later and say, this is how we changed or took somebody forward. And, we often speak about great initiatives, and I don't want to take away from those of blanket collections and drives and so on. But the truth is, if we have a more developed and a more educated country, there'll be less need to hand out blankets, because people will be able to acquire jobs because we've done a better job at educating them. And we know this is somewhere that we can really have impact. So I'm particularly excited about it. All of Jacaranda FM are very excited about it, and hopefully we can get everybody who listens really excited about it and participating in a meaningful way.
So, Kev, just quickly, just to make it very clear, what are we asking for? What are we asking people to do? And
what
companies?
What we're asking people to do is firstly, we need individuals to give us their iPads. We know that there's a lot of them lying around the house. We know that they're not being used anymore. There's some of it's old technology, but it's still usable. We'd like those iPads delivered to Jacaranda FM in our studios in Midrand, and, of course, in Motweni, in Nelspruit, in Mbombela. And please make sure they get unlocked. We'll give you the information on how to do that. We'll start doing that from Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we need 150,000 rand a school to make sure that we can facilitate the education of schools. I've already gone out and secured the first 150,000 rand, and that's from Apple South Africa, and we're very glad to have them on board in the first iSchool Africa, Jacaranda FM, and Apple School. And all we need is to put that 150,000 rand together. Now, I know a lot of people will want to contribute personally, and we're going to give out those details over the next few days on how you can contribute if you want to from a cash point of view. And we're going to take all that money and pull it into the school itself and into the iPads. We need both, basically. So money for the school and the iPads. The important part, Mark, is that the school has to have certain infrastructure, and I just want to be clear on this to our listeners, because we don't just go and hand over the iPads to any school. The schools will be vetted by the Department of Basic Education, and so we're working hand in hand with government, which is where we really want to be. We want to be working together with our stakeholders. And secondly, each school has to have a set of minimum requirements. As an example, they have to have a safe room where the iPads can get locked up. So once the iPads are out there with the curriculum on them, they can't get stolen or lost or whatever it might be. So I think if people want to give their iPads, or they know of people who have iPads, bring them to us, please. We will make sure that those iPads get refurbished and put into the schools. And if they want to be part of that, either as a corporate or as an individual, we'll give out those details on how they can contribute cash.
Kevin, yes. If I have an iPad, but then there's a crack across the screen, are you going to take that as well? If the iPad is still working perfectly fine, but it has that.
Bring. Okay. They'll be refurbished and put into the system. That's the whole idea.
Okay.
I think sometimes we get, because we've got access to technology and it sits around, we think, I'm never going to use it again. Put it to good use.
Okay.
Take this is about putting things that you have to good use. And I think the most important thing, certainly from us at Jacaranda, is that we want people to give human time, human capital. It's our most precious gift. It's not just about money. And, you know, Mandela Day is about 67 minutes. We believe it's about 365 days. And if everybody can continue to contribute and be inspired by Madiba, you continue to do great work all year through, not just for 67 minutes. Mm-hmm. So the 18th of July is the kickoff. We're doing a big shindig at Jacaranda, and we're inviting everybody to come and see how the iSchool Africa works. Both our staff and anybody who wants to see. And then from there on, we're going to be rolling out a number of the schools. But again, it's not just about that 67 minutes on Mandela Day. It's about an entire commitment throughout the year and throughout the time that we are Jacaranda FM to making South Africa a better place to be.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kevin. Thanks so much, Kevin Fine, our GM here, Jacaranda FM. Education is everything. We all agree on that.
Yeah.
Everything
and
is
education. I find it so apt that for Mandela Day, we do the one thing that we know he valued.
Absolutely. The kids, valued. Education, unused iPads, bring them to Jacaranda FM. The schools will be vetted.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make sure that there will be a safe room or safe where the iPads can be kept. Mm-hmm. The right curriculum will be loaded on all the iPads.
Yeah.
Getting every school that benefits from this on the same, well, same iPad, same page, so to speak. So bye-bye, dankie. Je meer wil weet, jacarandafm.com.
Breakfast. Good morning. With Martin Vester and Tumi Marake.
We are more South Africa.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.